you feel like you're stuck or find yourself attracting the same type of relationships and negative experiences, or just not manifesting what you want in life, welcome to Heal Your Story. I'm your host, Heidi Dallaire. Here we discuss all things life, love, relationships, the relationship with yourself, and the stories we tell about ourselves and others. I help people get out of their busy heads and get back in touch with their heart space to learn self-love and help heal their story. I'm a heart space and relational coach, a holistic health practitioner, and author at HeidiDallaire.com and LoveWideOpen.com. Let's go hold some heart space together.
Hello, sensitive souls and fellow heart warriors. Welcome to episode, 126, all about self-sabotaging beliefs. Self-sabotaging beliefs are insidious thoughts that tell you that you're not good enough, that you can't do it, or are not worthy of success, or not worthy of love. They can manifest themselves in various ways, such as procrastination, self-doubt, overthinking, people-pleasing, and perfectionism. In this episode, we'll explore what self-sabotaging beliefs are, how to identify them in yourself, and how to deal with them when they pop up. We'll also look at some prevention techniques so that these beliefs don't continue to sabotage your life and prevent long-term progression. So what are self-sabotaging beliefs, and how do they manifest themselves? Self-sabotaging beliefs are those negative thoughts that portray you're not good enough, can't do it, not worthy of a good life, or even happiness. They can manifest themselves in such things as procrastination, self-hate, and obsessive-compulsive behavior.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
These beliefs can be harmful because they prevent you from taking risks and moving forward in life. So let's just say you're getting ready to do something and you're right there. And then, bam, you allow a self-sabotaging belief to come into your mind and you don't work through it and it stops you right before the good stuff happens. So here are some examples of self-sabotage. You might stay in a job you hate because you don't believe you're good enough to get a better one. You might not release your artwork because you're afraid of what people will think. You might not start your own business because you think you'll fail. You tell yourself that you're not worthy of a better life. And you might stay in a relationship far longer than you should because you're worried about hurting someone else instead of taking care of your own needs. Self-sabotaging beliefs usually manifest themselves as negative self-talk. It's that little voice in your head that says, you're not good enough. You're not good enough. You can't do it. You're not worthy of success or love. Yeah, I've had that little guy sitting there, or that little girl sitting there on my shoulder before, and I've never just flicked her off. You know, just take that little thing that you hear, right, that's sitting on your shoulder and just flick, bye-bye. No. We hang on to it and we believe it. So to deal with self-sabotaging beliefs, you first need to recognize them. And here are some ways to do that. You need to pay attention to your negative self-talk. What things do you tell yourself regularly? Do you put yourself down frequently? Oh my God, I'm so dumb. I'm stupid. I can't believe I did that. Do you tell yourself that you're not good enough or you can't do it? There's no way I could possibly make that happen. You also need to identify your patterns of behavior. Do you procrastinate regularly, put things off so you don't actually have to do them? Do you find yourself not taking risks because you're afraid to fail? Now notice how you feel. Do you frequently feel unworthy? Does success elude you even when you've achieved it? If any of these are familiar, then it's likely that you have some self-sabotaging beliefs. It's important to recognize these beliefs because you're holding yourself back from living your best life. They prevent you from taking risks. But once you identify them, you can deal with them. Here are some techniques to deal with your self-sabotaging beliefs. To move forward with your life, you must recognize and deal when you are having these beliefs. So try these techniques. The first step is to realize your negative self-talk and challenge it with yourself. When you catch yourself thinking or saying something negative, stop and ask yourself if it's actually freaking true. Chances are it's not. If you tell yourself that you're not good enough, ask yourself why you actually believe that. What evidence do you have to support this belief? Chances are you'll find that there is either none or very little, and that there's actually more evidence to prove otherwise. Also, try to reframe your self-sabotaging beliefs. For example, if you tell yourself that you're not good enough, reframe it as, I'm doing my best, and that's good enough. If you tell yourself that you can't do it, reframe it as, I can try, and if I fail, I'll learn from it, and I'll try again. And then use affirmations to counter self-sabotaging beliefs. For example, if you tell yourself, I am worthy of success, I can achieve my goals, or I am loved. When you're training your mind to focus on positive thoughts instead of negative ones by using affirmations, you are literally retraining yourself to believe the things that aren't actually true. There is so much love out here. We get so caught up in the romantic part of love of, you know, I just wish I had a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a husband or a wife or someone to love me, instead of understanding that there is so much community love around us, we just don't explore it. Another thing you can do is take actions despite your self-sabotaging beliefs. For example, if you want to start your own business, but you're afraid of failing, take small steps towards your goal. You can just even start by researching businesses in your field or networking with people that have started their businesses. Ask them questions. Ask them what worked, what didn't. Like, get into the nitty-gritty of someone else who has started and been successful with their own business. And by taking action, you're proving to yourself that your self-sabotaging beliefs are wrong. So how can you prevent these beliefs from sabotaging your life in the first place? The best way to prevent self-sabotaging beliefs from taking over your entire life is to continue to develop a healthy mindset. A healthy mindset focuses on growth and not perfection. And let me reiterate your growth. It's important to recognize that we all make mistakes and that failure is literally a part of life. You kind of need to fail to understand how you grow. And instead of beating yourself up over your mistakes, learn from them and move on. Anyone who follows my social media pages hears this from me a lot. Be gentle with yourself, learn from your mistakes, and move on. Keep going. Another way to develop a healthy mindset is to practice self-compassion. It means being kind and understanding towards yourself, even when you make mistakes. It also means recognizing that we all have flaws and are all doing the best we can with what we have. Finally, it's important to surround yourself with positive people. They will help you see the good in yourself. They'll also help you stay motivated and focused on your goals. So if you're in a group of people that tends to drain your energy, it's time to rethink how much time you spend with them. And you know what I'm going to tell you? There are some really good people out there, and they're not that hard to find. Self-sabotaging beliefs can hold you back from living your best life. But once you identify them, you can deal with them using techniques like challenging your negative self-talk, reframing your beliefs, and finding positive affirmations to say to yourself. Like literally in the morning, look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself something nice. Tell yourself something you will achieve on the day. It makes all the difference. By taking these steps, you'll be on your way to living a more fulfilling and successful life. If you're wanting more direction and support, you can join my free Facebook group for the Heal Your Story community. The link is in the show notes. If you're a sensitive soul, you can also download my free ebook, Am I an Empath or HSP? It's a checklist and 6 tips for empaths and HSPs to thrive. You can also find this link in the show notes. If you have questions about self-sabotaging beliefs or want to explore working deeper on them, you can reach out via email at hello@HeidiDallaire.com. Sending you lots of love and healing. Bye for now. Thank you for listening to another episode of Heal Your Story. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, my coaching services, my book, or book a Heal Your Story strategy session at HeidiDallaire.com. For other self-development articles, go to LoveWideOpen.com. And you can also follow me at Heidi Dallaire or Love Wide Open on all social media channels. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.